Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. My name is Kathy, and I have LS. After 7 years of being misdiagnosed, getting no real answers, and finding a lack of information, I decided to start this podcast. And each week, I research or talk to someone about an aspect of lichen sclerosis and bring you the information so you don't have to go searching. And I tell you how it's affected my life. I bring you the straight talk without the medical jargon. And this week, we're going to talk about how lichen sclerosis can affect our romantic relationships and our partners. I'm going to give you actionable tips about what we can do for our partners, what they can do for us, and what we can do for each other. I encourage you to get your partner and listen to this together, or at the very least, share this episode with them and then have a discussion about it later. I can't wait to hear how it goes. But before we get into the episode, if you haven't signed up yet for the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast virtual meetup, we have decided on a date of November 14th. So you still have time to sign up and get on the list. We haven't pinpointed a time yet. I'm getting feedback from all of the ladies. I want to be able to accommodate as many ladies as possible. So if you want to be able to talk to other ladies with lichen sclerosis, ask questions, get tips, or just sit and listen, please sign up at lichensclerosispodcast.com/connect. Today's topic was inspired by an Instagram DM that I got from a young man named Jacob. He was looking for information and ideas on how he could support his companion who was newly diagnosed with lichen sclerosis a few months ago. I was so touched by his concern for what she was going through and him wanting to understand and be able to support her in any way that he could. And it got me to thinking about my relationship and my husband and how he was feeling about lichen sclerosis. I mean, yeah, I've had conversations with him. You know, I've told him how I feel and I share with him the research that I find and everything. I've even asked him if lichen sclerosis has changed how he's felt about me, but I don't think I've ever come out and asked him how lichen sclerosis has affected him. What is he going through? I mean, think about it. Lichen sclerosis didn't just happen to me. It happened to us, to our relationship. It changed me as a person, as a woman, how I responded to him as a man. That's heavy. And he's so wonderful to me, and he never made me feel less than. It never really occurred to me that lichen sclerosis has forced him to change too. And it sent me down the path of research on how we can support each other in our relationship. I really wanted to answer this young man's question as thoroughly as I could. So that's how we got here today. I did a lot of research, and even though there aren't articles specifically about relationships and lichen sclerosis, there is a lot of information about relationships and chronic illness. It still applies to us. Let's discuss how lichen sclerosis can affect our relationships. It's unfortunate, but I've talked to a lot of ladies who have broken up with their partners because of lichen sclerosis. Now, mind you, I don't think the disease itself can cause your breakup, but I think the disease can highlight and magnify issues that are already within the relationship that can cause a breakup. So, like, if there's already mistrust in your relationship, your partner may think you're faking when you tell them you're in a flare and you can't have sex. Or they think that you're making it worse than what it actually is. Or maybe this person wasn't that into you, or they were selfish. And now that you're not going to be the same person that you were before this disease, now they're not willing to stick around. They're not willing to give up that level of intimacy, or the decrease in sex, or be there for you the way that you need them to. So they bail and they blame it on the disease. On the same token, our personality can change. So if we go down that mental spiral and get into depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, and we start behaving differently, and now this person is like, listen, this is not the person that I got into a relationship with. This is not my partner, my spouse. This is not the person that I fell in love with. And they might give you an ultimatum and say, if you can't change and get your stuff together, then I'm out. And then they leave. All of these are reasons that I've heard of relationships breaking up. I don't think LS is the cause. I think LS is the last straw. But thankfully, there are relationships that do stay together and relationships that even become stronger because of having to go through LS together. They navigate the emotional roller coasters, the intimacy and sexual changes, the loss of the dream they had envisioned of what their future was. And they create new dreams and new bonds and thicker and deeper connections. And they come out of it stronger than ever. So how do we support each other so that we come out of this stronger and better? Now, a lot of the tips that I'm going to give you today, they don't just apply when dealing with chronic illness. These are tips for any good relationship. To have any successful, healthy relationship, you should follow these rules. They're here more as reminders. If you're already in a good relationship, you're probably following 99.9% of these tips, and this might just be a refresher. So, number one, most important in any relationship is communication. Specifically, when we're talking about lichen sclerosis, is being open to discussing how you feel, what you're worried about, and taking that information in without guilt or expectation that you have to do something about it. Because I think as partners, we tend to want to fix things for our significant others, even when all our partner's needs is for us to listen and just be there. They don't always want us to jump up and fix this or give them a resolution. Sometimes we just need you to listen. We just need an empathetic ear that loves us, that's on our side, and that we know is going to be there for us. We don't always need stuff to be fixed. So part of that communication is being open to just receive and acknowledge and empathize. And you don't even realize how huge that is. Because then we don't feel the need to just hold it in, bottle it up, and deal with it ourselves. We have an outlet so that it doesn't explode. I mean, being heard and understood goes a long way to just calming our anxieties and our fears. At the same time, we need to express how we need and want to be supported, because each of you may prefer a different way of being supported. My husband and I are complete opposites in a lot of things. If he likes it cold, I like it hot. He likes to talk a lot. I don't like to talk so much. So his way of expressing himself is just to constantly tell me over and over in deep detail. My way is, I'm going to tell you this, but I don't need to go into a whole dissertation and explanation about it. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is that I need, and then we're going to move on. So be clear on how you need your partner to show up for you. Because if you don't, they're going to show up for you the way that they want to be showed up for. And that may not be your way. The second way we can support each other is to be honest and vulnerable. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with each other. Don't minimize your feelings or your concerns or your fears because you think you're going to upset your partner. What you're going to do is set yourself up for failure. And then when you don't get what you need, there's going to be resentment. And it's going to be nobody's fault but your own because you weren't completely honest. At the same time, you don't want to overwhelm your partner if you have a lot of really heavy feelings. Instead of having one long, drawn-out conversation where you just pile on, have smaller conversations and talks where you're giving bit by bit and you're building on what it is that you're feeling. Part of being honest and vulnerable is accepting your new reality. Discuss the changes that are happening with your body. Discuss how that's going to affect your sex life, your daily life. Talk about your treatment plan, your medication. Are you going to be changing your lifestyle? What is your routine going to be? Is that about to change? And also discuss about what can happen in the future. Don't be afraid to talk about those big issues that may or may not come, because that way, if you've already discussed it, you're prepared if it does happen. If it doesn't happen, awesome. Keep it moving. You ain't got to change nothing. But if it does happen, you've already had the discussion before the stress of it happening, and you're both already aware of what this means. Let your partner ask questions and let them tell you about their concerns. Free of judgment, free of you giving them the side eye, free of the body language that's like, oh my God, why are you not getting this? What is going on? Let them know this is a safe space where they can talk to you, ask their questions, let you know what they're feeling, and they need to do the same for you. You both need to have a clear vision of what the future is going to look like so that you can put up a united front. And number three of how you can support each other, maintain some level of intimacy. Keep loving on each other. Don't forget what it is that you love about this person, even though they're changing physically. Keep doing the little things that you do for each other, you know. Keep telling each other that you're beautiful and you're sexy and you're funny. Don't let lichen sclerosis change how you treat each other. Don't let it change how you treat yourself. Like for me, I changed the way I treated myself when I got my lichen sclerosis, which then manifested into my husband changing the way he treated me. So like I used to dress up. I used to wear nice clothes. I used to take care of myself and watch what I ate. And I worked hard to get to a healthy weight, to get to where I felt beautiful. And then when I got diagnosed with lichen sclerosis, I let all of that go. Then my husband would tell me less and less that I was beautiful He used to call me beautiful all the time. And I don't even think he realized that he doesn't do it as much anymore. And for a long time, I didn't even realize he didn't do it as much anymore. But because I'm doing this podcast and talking to you, it highlights a lot of what's going on in my life. So I'm telling you, be mindful of those things. Be mindful of those changes because they will creep up on you. Constantly remind each other why you chose each other. And continue to have intimacy, even if you can't have sex right now, even if you're in a flare or you're fused and you're working on reversing those symptoms. Kiss, hug, hold hands, be physical with each other, flirt, tickle, talk to each other, stay connected. Not only does it keep you connected, but it helps release stress. When you release stress, it helps you reduce your flares. So it's a win-win. Keep the intimacy and it'll help keep those flares away. Isn't that awesome? Now, have sex when you're ready, but don't force yourself because you feel you have to for your partner. A, if they love you the way they're supposed to, they want the best for you and they don't want you to have sex with them when you're not enjoying it or when it causes you pain. And B, if they don't care, you shouldn't care either. Protect yourself even if your partner won't. Just saying. And if you can't have penetration sex, be open to trying new things. Be open to doing oral or hand jobs or trying vibrators for clitoral stimulation. Have fun. Experiment with what's pleasurable now. Don't be afraid to talk to each other about these new things and what you want to try and how you feel about them emotionally and physically when you're in the middle of trying them. Keep the communication open. Now I want to talk to the partners. Okay. The biggest way you can support your partner is to listen and ask questions. The better you understand what we're going through physically and emotionally, the better you'll be able to be there for us when we need you. And when we do need you, be interested. I don't care if it's the 10th time that I've come to tell you there's a freaking forest fire in my pants. I'm not complaining because I want you to feel bad for me. I'm complaining because I need to be heard. I need to be seen. I need you to understand what it is that I'm going through. And if I'm telling you that, it's because I feel like you're not getting it. Because when I see the actions that you're getting it, then I don't feel the need to tell you. So really listen. And if you don't understand something, ask. The second way you can be there for us is to believe us when we tell you what we're feeling. Not just some of the time, each and every time. Because if you make us feel guilty about having a flare or not being able to have sex, then that screws with us mentally. We feel like we're letting you down. We're not holding up our end of the relationship. And that's not fair. We're already dealing with what this thing is doing to our bodies. Now we got the guilt trip that we're not providing you with what you need. We love you. That's why we're here. So give us the comfort of knowing that when we come to you, we don't have to make you believe us. And if we can't have sex, we can still cuddle. You can still hold us and let us feel loved and comforted even when we're in pain and uncomfortable from the lichen sclerosis. And trust me, when that flare is over, if you've played your cards right, you will be real happy the next night. Believe it or not, we are really good at working through pain and discomfort so that we don't bother those around us. We suffer daily, but we show up. We recognize that even though we are in pain or uncomfortable, we still have to take care of our responsibilities. A lot of the time, we don't look like we're in pain. We don't look like we're sick. We don't look like we're uncomfortable, but we are. And we stuff it down and we get stuff done. So it's huge when we come and tell you how we're feeling. So don't dismiss us, because it probably took a lot for us to come to you. Now, on the other hand, when we are in the flare, we might be a bit bitchy and don't even realize it. Please don't take it personally. It's not you. It's the forest fire in our pants. It's the paper cuts in our pants. It's the tears in our skin on our vulvas. They hurt a lot. When you sit, when you stand, when you walk. So imagine not being able to do any of that without it causing you pain. You'd be a bit bitchy too. So when we are being bitchy or coming and telling you how we're feeling, or you know we're in a flare, make life a little easier for us. Because being in pain and discomfort all the time is exhausting. It's absolutely freaking tiring. All you want to do is just be in one place, be still, don't have to move, and just go to sleep so you don't have to feel the pain. Understand that when we're feeling this way, we're not going to have the energy that we normally do. So that means you might have to do more around the house. You might have to help more with the kids. Make it possible for us to take care of ourselves so that we can get better faster and we can get back to being the full functional partner that you love and adore and you want to be your helpmate. You know, sometimes that might mean that you have to bring home dinner so we can go soak our vulvas in a bath. Make it a takeout night. Not only are you helping us in that moment, you're helping us relieve the stress. And if you don't know, stress is a big trigger for flares. Flares are pain, discomfort, in whatever form of symptom it comes in. So if you can help us out, then you're helping us recover faster. And we're going to love you way more for that. Not only do we need you to support us when we're in a flare, we need you to support us when we are making lifestyle changes so that we can stay healthier. So we may have to change our diet. We may have to cut some things out. And that might mean that we don't have dairy products in the house for a couple weeks while I get over the cravings. We need you to support us in this. It just makes our life easier. And trust me, I know it's hard. I don't want to give up my dairy either. But at least you'll be able to go back to it in a couple weeks. I need to stay off of it so that I can show up as my full self for you. Vice versa. If I need to start eating healthier and change my diet and doing certain things, I need you to support me and make me feel like you're there with me. Even if you're not doing the same lifestyle change, which would be amazing if you did, I'm just saying. But even if you don't, you know, at least at minimum, support me and help me to achieve the goals that I need so that I can get healthier. The fourth way that you can be there for us is to get educated about lichen sclerosis yourself. Read a book, read an article, watch a video, listen to a podcast, preferably the lichen sclerosis podcast. But learn more about what's going on to our bodies and what we're going through, because it'll make it easier for you to empathize with us. It shows us that you truly care, because we didn't have to ask you to go and do this. That's huge. And it lessens the load on us trying to explain it to you and tell you what we're going through when we're trying to learn for ourselves and go through it. So help us by educating yourself. There is a caveat. When you do educate yourself, we don't need you to become the health police. We don't need you to tell us how to take care of ourselves. We're grown and we know what we need to do. If we choose to do it that way, that's our decision. It's our body. We appreciate your concern, but we don't need you to tell us. We appreciate that you went out and got this knowledge. And we appreciate that you took the time to learn. But use that knowledge for good, not evil. For example, go and buy us a moisturizer or a barrier cream. But don't constantly tell us we need to go and put our treatment on. Mention that there's a new study you saw that might have information that interests us. But don't go out and make an appointment with a doctor for us to get this new treatment without asking us if that's something that we want. If we're cutting out dairy and you see me eating a chocolate bar, don't tell me that I shouldn't eat it. If I want to eat this milk chocolate bar, I'm going to eat it. I've already weighed the pros and the cons, and I felt this chocolate bar was worth it. Feel free to let us know when you've noticed that our mood is down and ask us if we want to talk. Ask us how we're feeling. But don't tell us to cheer up and that everything is going to be okay. Be our partners, not our caregivers. Make sense? All right. Now, ladies, we have a responsibility in this relationship too. So these are three ways that we can support our partners. Number one, be a good partner. Don't try to be superwoman and hide everything away because you don't want to be a bother or a headache. You're only going to hurt yourself and your relationship because your partner's not a mind reader and they're going to be going off of what you're telling them. And when you don't feel supported or you eat your feelings, eventually you're going to blow up, you're going to blame them, and it's going to be nobody but your fault. Express your concerns and state what your needs are. Your partner loves you. That's why they're there. They want to be able to help you. They need you to tell them. And guess what? You might have to do it more than one time. Not everybody's going to get it the first time. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. They're not listening to me. Guess what? Take a different approach. Give them the same information in a different way. Some people learn differently. You know your partner. You know how to get through to them. If A didn't work, try B. Try C. D. Until you know that they get how you're feeling, what you need, what you're going through. At the same time, being a good partner means that you're not lashing out at your partner. They're learning and trying just like you. That's if they're doing the previous steps. If they ain't, make yourself heard, all right? But don't expect perfection. They are going to irritate you at some point and they may do something wrong. But if they're trying, try to find your happy place, calm down, and gently tell them what you need. And lastly, express gratitude for all the effort that your partner is putting in. Even if it's the smallest thing, like they picked up that barrier cream you've been talking about. Thank them. Let them know that you appreciate the thought and the effort that they're putting in. And the more you do that, the more thought and effort they're going to put in because they feel validated and they feel seen. Same way you want to be seen, they want to be seen as well. So let's review. How can we support each other? we can communicate, we can be honest and vulnerable, and we can maintain some level of intimacy. How can you as a partner support your lichen sclerosis warrior? Listen and ask questions. Believe us when we tell you how we're feeling. Make life a little easier for us. Get educated about lichen sclerosis yourself, but don't become the health police. And how can we, as lichen sclerosis warriors, help our partners? We could be a good partner, not expect perfection, and express gratitude for all of the effort our partners are putting in. So let me know, did you listen to this with your partner? Or did you share it with them? And did it spark conversation? Did you find a new way to support each other? Do you have other ways that you support each other in your relationship? Please share. DM me on Instagram at Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. Message me on Facebook at Lichen Sclerosis Support Network. Or shoot me an email at Kathy with a K at lichensclerosispodcast.com. All of the links are going to be in the show notes. I really, really hope that this episode helped your relationship, or at least sparked a conversation, or gave you a new way to support one another. If you know somebody who could use this message, or you're part of a group, please share. You never know who it can help. And don't forget to subscribe so you can be notified when the next episode is released. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you next time. Bye.